Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Second hour, Darren Donick and Chase here on ESPN 102.5 The Game on this Monday morning here in Middle Tennessee. Hope everybody's having a great start to your week. Darren McFarland, that's me, Willie Donick, and Chase McCabe alongside. Three more hours to go, 1 hour in the book. Kevin Harvick yesterday got it done at Dover, his seventh cup win already on the young season. And we are very excited in this market to talk about a cup race coming back to these parts, first time since the 80s, and that will happen next June in 2021. And they have a new president, a new track president out there at the Nashville Super Speedway. His name is Eric Moses. He now joins us. Eric, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Oh, well, thanks for doing this. Congratulations on getting the job. I mean, you were the president of the XFL for the DC Defenders. It's only natural to go from the XFL to NASCAR. So how did this all happen?
It is a well-worn tradition to go from football to NASCAR. As Coach Gibbs will tell you, right?
So, yes.
There's some precedent for it. I have had the good fortune of knowing Mike Titoyan, who runs Dover International Speedway and is the CEO of Dover Motorsports for some time. We, in fact, going back to football, serve on a board of directors for the Military Bowl together. And he invited me up to Dover last October for a race, and we had a chance to spend some time together and kind of developed a friendship following that. At the time that they started thinking about bringing a cup race back to Nashville, we had some conversations about whether or not that challenge would be something that I'd be interested in. And the more I heard about it, the more intrigued I was, and here we are.
So what intrigued you about it when you said did you have interest? Obviously you told him yes. What about this sport intrigued you?
Well, I've long admired NASCAR in particular for the way that it treats its fans and the immersive element that they have for fans. The fact that I came up to Dover last year was really to steal good ideas for our pending football season, right? I was trying to figure out, NASCAR does this so well, what can we steal that we can do for the XFL? So that's been interesting to me for a long time. Nashville is a undeniably hot city, and one of the hottest in the country, I think, for all things live events, particularly music and sports, and a world-class city on the rise. And so the notion of rebuilding something, rebooting something for a cup race in Middle Tennessee, where I know there's such a rich history of this sport in that town and such pent-up demand, frankly, for Cup Series racing, those are the things that really got me excited.
Well, you're hitting all the points, man. You well done by you, and you're right. This market is craving this, and I think you're going to see that next year. They will respond. The first go around we don't really count because it was all built on we thought a cup race was going to come and it didn't happen, but this go around I think will be pleasing for all involved. So you just brought up this market. Obviously we're familiar, we've been here, we know what it's like, but for you to say that as an outsider, have you spent much time in Nashville? Have you been to Nashville? Kind of give us your lay of the land in this market. Have you spent much time here at all? Or any?
Yeah, I've probably visited Nashville about five times in the last 5 years.
Okay.
I had the good fortune of celebrating my parents' 40th wedding anniversary in Nashville with my sister and my folks the same weekend you all were hosting the NHL All-Star Game. And so
oh, wow.
That gave me an opportunity to see the city kind of lit up and energized in a way that I thought was pretty special. Obviously, all the rich history there and music. And I said from that trip on that Nashville was one of these towns that I really admired a lot and thought could be a good place to be at some point in my future. So I like it a lot, have friends and colleagues and professional associates out there, but I'm looking to meet many, many more folks and to invite them out to the Super Speedway to see some great racing and hopefully some other fantastic events that we'll put on there.
Eric Moses on the line with us. You become the first black track president in NASCAR history. One, Eric, what does that mean to you? And two, with some of the things that have happened in the sport earlier this year with Bubba Wallace and everything, you know, the sport has got a lot of growing to do, as we know. But one, let's just start with what does that mean to you, and how do you think you can change a certain mentality in the sport of NASCAR with the fans and with the drivers, everybody involved?
Well, it's a humbling honor. I am not naive enough to believe that I'm the first person of color who's qualified enough to be a track president for NASCAR. And so while being chosen to fulfill that role at this time is humbling, and I'm thankful to the folks at Dover Motorsports and to our colleagues at NASCAR for their confidence in me and my ability to do that. I know that there were people before me that could have probably easily done that as well. You know, I got hired to do a job, and that was based on the things that I've done over my career. And so I'm going to be focused on that job. If there are other ways that I can help our sport continue to cast a very broad net so that all people know, all sports fans know that they are welcome at NASCAR events, and they will certainly be welcome at Nashville Super Speedway, then I'm going to do that because I want to see the sport grow. I know NASCAR wants to see the sport grow. Dover certainly wants to see the sport grow. And I think real NASCAR fans want to see that as well. I mean, we want the stands to be like they were in the early 2000s, right? We want 100,000 people watching these races. And I think to get there, you have to grow. You can't hunker down and avoid change. And all the ways that change probably needs to come around in order to make the sport as appealing as it can be. Because we got a great product. And I think the more that folks are introduced to that product and have a chance to come to understand it and to feel it and to be out at the track and feel that rumble and see that excitement, I think we're going to do just fine in bringing people out to more NASCAR races.
There's not a sports talk show in this market that's been out and done more stuff at the track than this show right here. So we're very familiar with that track out in Gladeville.
Yep.
You just brought up 100,000 people. So let's just start there. Do you have any idea of what type of attendance you're looking for, like stands-wise, what you have to do? I know this is still very early, but, you know, do you have a kind of an idea of what you're targeting 10 months from now?
I don't. It's a little premature for that. I mean, I'm always targeting a sellout in everything I do, so we're going to set the bar there. Right now, our grandstands hold 25,000, but they can easily be supplemented as necessary for larger crowds. And I'm hoping that, you know, all of Middle Tennessee and, frankly, all of the state and that region is going to be so energized by the time we get to June of 2021 to see some racing and to see some racing at that racetrack that we will far and away hopefully blow past that 25,000 capacity. Now, we're going to need a little help from the scientists and the medical professionals and others to deal with this pandemic so that people can feel comfortable coming out. But you know, we're gonna try to make certain that that we draw as many people as possible. But at this point, it's too early for me to say exactly what we're looking for.
Eric Moses is with us. He's the new president of the Nashville Super Speedway. So, how did your experience in the XFL, and you know, it wasn't just a new franchise; it was a new league, to get that off the ground? How does that prepare you for? Even though, yes, there has been racing at this track before, but it's been more than a decade and it's never been cup racing, how does it kind of prepare you to build it up from scratch once again?
Great question. I mean, you know, my career has pretty much been marked by startups and turnaround. You know, I like to think of myself as a builder. I come in and have had the privilege of coming in to several organizations and seeking to put forward a vision and a plan to get those organizations headed in the right direction, from staffing to operational goals and key performance metrics to visibility and everything in between, and obviously in sports ticket sales. So that experience most recently with the XFL, as you say, starting not only a team but a league at the same time, I used to tell people was like building a plane while flying it. At least this track is a known entity. We need it to be more known and visible for everyone in the sport and everyone who admires the sport. But people know what NASCAR is. They know what cup racing is. And so I feel like I have a benefit now that I'm not outselling something where I have to describe to people how what we're doing is a little bit different than what they're used to and all of that. This is a known quantity. And what we're going to do is figure out what do people like? What do NASCAR fans want to see more of? What does the sport need more of? And then try to give them those things that they want and deserve.
NASCAR is a sport that is known for its personalities because you're a fan of the driver. You're not a fan of a team. You're a fan of the individual driver. Nashville is obviously known for personalities in a city that has personalities. So I know you talked about being creative, but what are some ways early on that you're thinking about of trying to combine those two personalities to help promote your event?
Yeah, it's a little early for specifics, but I think we would be foolish to ignore the energy, the reputation, and the rich history of music in Music City, and not to figure out ways to take advantage of that connection. You know, there's a joke that all musicians want to be athletes, and athletes want to be musicians or movie stars. And so I think if we can take advantage of those folks in and around Nashville who may be big time musicians and other notable folks and get them associated with and coming out to the track and having an appreciation for what we do, I think that'll serve us all pretty well. There will be more specific ideas as time goes on, but marrying net music and that live entertainment that folks are accustomed to in Nashville in particular to this sport is something that I think we should do more of, and I'm looking forward to as something I set my sights on.
I'm curious of your thoughts on this. I know that it was reported when it was announced that the Cup Series was coming back to Nashville that it would probably be June, either early or mid-June. NASCAR has not released next year's schedule yet because they've been trying to finish this one with everything going on. But from your standpoint, With the schedule that they've kind of changed it up the last couple of years, they're wanting to do that more in 2021. Are you hopeful to have, since it's a new track to the schedule, that you would want a set date for a couple of years to try and get that established? Or are you open to maybe moving around as they try and construct the schedule?
You know, I'm not exactly certain. I mean, the promoter in me says pick a date, have a day year over year that people can put on the calendar and lock it in so they can make their plans, not only to come from Middle Tennessee, but to come from all over the country, to Lebanon, to Glaysville in order to visit our race. That said, I'm sure there are other things and variables that have to be taken into account to ensure that our race gets the most visibility it can get, whether that's with the broadcasters or because of where it lands in the schedule. And I wouldn't pretend to know the answer to those things right now. So I think we'll be open, but certainty in this business is usually a pretty good thing so that your fans and your customers can count on when the show is going to happen and hopefully to make plans to be back year after year.
Willie?
Of the Nashville Super Speedway, which is reopening here soon behind Dover Motorsports. And Eric, we were just watching the Indy 500 yesterday. There was a time, and as Darren referenced, that we were all there on the...
Think we may have had a connection issue with
Willie. Oh, no.
With Willie.
He got zapped. He got zapped.
We can try and read his mind if he was asking about the potential of IndyCar coming back. I think that's where he was going with that. And I know you're just getting there, and that may not have been discussed. But it's NASCAR right now, but I would assume that the hope is to have even more and potentially IndyCar being a part of that like they were in the past.
Yeah, my goal is going to be to make a Super Speedway a premier venue in Middle Tennessee. For all manner of things, in particular auto racing, of any and all kinds we can get there. So I haven't been involved in any of those discussions yet. I have heard the speculation. I am aware of the past and the fact that there was some IndyCar racing there. I think we're going to be open and creative about bringing events and bringing activity to the campus and to the Super Speedway so that we can invite more and more fans out to our venue to experience it.
Do we have Willie back?
Very good job, Chase, picking me up here.
Okay. Got you.
Am I okay? Am I coming in better, guys?
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Eric, I apologize there. Chase, thanks for picking me up there. That was where I was going with that question. Eric, your story is so unique. It's really interesting to me. I'm wondering, for me, my perspective, I'm a hockey announcer now who spent a lot of his adolescence in Florida where there was no hockey. And a lot of my high school friends always ask me, how in the world could you have envisioned yourself calling hockey games in NASCAR, any kind of racing? Could you have ever envisioned yourself in this position?
Not specifically, but I'm also the type of person who doesn't kind of plan out every single stop on the journey. You know, I'm really focused on the journey and have always in my career been focused on the types of opportunities that allow me to do what I do best. And I thought that this one fell right into that sweet spot, being able to build something basically from scratch, being able to work with a fan base that I know is passionate about their sport, is passionate about their state, and is passionate about these drivers. So this falls in line from that perspective. I never said, growing up, I want to be commissioner of the NFL or something like that. I'm just not that type of person. But I do look for the right kinds of opportunities to allow me to add value and to bring value and to work with good people. And I'd be remiss if I didn't say that, you know, a big part of my decision to take on this opportunity was being able to work with Mike Detoyen and Dennis McGlynn and the folks at Dover Motorsports who, you know, to a man or woman that I've spoken to that has done business with those folks or know them personally, they are described as fantastic people and great human beings. And so I'm looking forward to working with them. I had a real nice conversation with Steve Phelps before my announcement, and he was quite welcoming to me, to the NASCAR family, as have other NASCAR executives have been as well. So I'm really excited to get started. I'm excited to get boots on the ground in Nashville and Middle Tennessee. And I'm overdue for some hot chicken. So I got to get out there sooner rather than later.
Yeah, there needs to be a hot chicken stand out there at the track. That's something we need for sure.
At least one.
At least one for sure. I will say this. I'll echo what you said, Eric. When this announcement first came down, this has been, I don't know, several months ago. Chase, you have a time frame for me? I don't know. How long was it ago when we talked to Mike when this was first announced?
June-ish.
Oh, really? It feels like even longer than that. I think all the days are running together. But
end of May, early June.
We'll echo what you said. We had a really, really nice phone conversation with him. Enjoyed it, just like this one. And just, I'm going to let you know, Eric, Mike did give us the go-ahead. The next time we're out the track, we can take our cars around for laps. So he has given us that okay. Are you willing, now that you're in your position, to okay what Mike told us? Is it still okay?
Look, I can tell we're all going to be fast friends, so pun intended. So yes, it's
well
okay
done.
With me after you sign the very lengthy waiver that I will present to each of you.
Well
smart
done,
smart man.
Erica, congratulations. We are looking forward to getting to know you better and to meet you here down the road. Thanks for doing this, and I guess we will talk to you soon.
Thank you much. Thank you so much for having me, guys. I'm looking forward to being in touch and looking forward to getting to Nashville very soon. Thanks again for the support.
All right. That is Eric Moses. He is the new track president out at the Nashville Super Speedway. Yes, if you didn't know, a cup race is coming back to this area next year. It's probably targeted for June. Like, that's not set in stone, but all hints and signs are pointing toward next June. Sometime in 2021, a cup race back here, and it'll be out at the Super Speedway. And that is a welcoming sight for the ears and hopefully for the eyes next year to see it back in this market. We will come back. More of Darren, Donnick, and Chase. This is What I Know coming up. in about 25 minutes or so. We'll also head east. We'll check in with Vince Ferrara at noon. More coming here on Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.